We are hitting the waters here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, this is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. And once again, where I talk about Kansas State Athletics, the K-State Wildcats here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your host, EG3, is currently living in Manhattan, Kansas. Okay, so we don't want to bury the lead here. Obviously, there's been a lot of coverage of the NFL draft and track and field over the last few days or so, changing things up a little bit because this is a podcast where we try to cover all things K-State athletics to the rolling team. They began competition last weekend as well up in Lawrence, Kansas. Oh, yeah, that's, of course, the our rival from 40 miles away, something like that, or an hour away, I should say. Not quick guessing on the mileage. Anyways, the rolling team was in action due to a little change in schedules there as well. In K-State, took 3-5 from KU. Hell yeah. Over the weekend as well. And obviously, 15-7 margin in this matchup against the Jayhawks last weekend. There, Patrick Sweeney, the head coach of the K-State women's rowing team, in a press release commenting, quote, "We were able to win 3 out of 5 races, and that was good to see." And he continues on, quote, "Our first two boats didn't have the best fortune, but we can build from today. Looking ahead, we know what we need to improve on," end quote. And nothing better than being your arch rival, your conference rival, your in-state rival, for that matter, the Kansas Jayhawks, whether that's football, hopefully baseball this year. Football got it done, obviously. That's always awesome to see that. Basketball, we didn't get it done, but it's always nice whether you're living in the state of Kansas, Florida, Georgia, Texas, or obviously Texas, Oklahoma, to beat your in-state rival. In this case here, K-State Rowing got it done. So, shame on, well, obviously, Jerome Tang's looking to change the culture. That's what I've talked about repeatedly on this podcast, obviously. But basketball, shame on them for not getting it done, especially in the first time around at Bramlage Coliseum. Well, without coming in on this podcast. But getting back to the Rowing side, awesome job to see them take out KU. Last weekend there, the first win of the day was from the first varsity four, which consists of, I'm going to say the first team here, Sydney Smith, alongside sophomores Lindsay DeVorier, Alyssa Bertner, and freshmen Anika Eckhart and Katie Wood there as well. This team finished up 8:09 there. And they won by a margin of 9 seconds there as well. The second squad second victory came with an 8:26 minute there with an all-freshman bowl here with Sarah Schrage, Grayson McCain, Madeline Barrett, Jaden Brandt, and Anika Sin here as well. And going down here to KC defeated the Jayhawks by more than 8 seconds here. Kansas KU finishing at 8:34 there as well. From Barrett, from Madeline Barrett, the freshman here, commenting on this, quote, "This was a solid weekend for our boat. We went in with the right mindset, knew what improvements we needed, and I think we were able to do that," end quote. So, Madeline Barrett getting in on the fun there. This is a freshman that we're talking about here as well. And then the last victory of this matchup between in-state rivals, of course, the Cats came in with a varsity plus 8+ here. This was also a freshman-packed boat here, led by Cox Swain, Paige Fox, Neve Rowan, Jordan Gerken, Grace Hendrickson, Kendra Hammond, Simone Simmons, Faith Gates, Chloe Daniels, and Haley Fee gets credit for the third and final win for K-State Rowing on this day over the weekend as well here. Let's see. They came in with a time of 7:27 seconds, just 6 seconds faster than Kansas' other team. That's what all that matters. That's what all that matters at the end of the day there. It doesn't matter how you do it, whether you blow them out or you just squeak past them. So K-State went Rowan's team, showing how they get it done here as well. Here there were some other times here as well. The varsity, first varsity team here came in at a time of 7:13 there, while of course Jayhawks beat that squad there. And the second varsity B team here, they came in second with a time of 7:15 there as well. A little timeout for the rowing team here for K-State here before going to Austin here for the last race of the regular season. And then you got the 2022 Big 12 Rowing Championships in a couple weeks, May 15th. And the competition in Austin will begin at 9:15 as well here. So, yeah, so this is a pretty good showing as well here. So, K-State Rowing Team, I don't think, well, between all the podcasts and throwing in the radio station here as well, don't get enough coverage here as well. But I've talked about them here some, though. It's on the archives. Go back, check that out if you're interested in learning more. But, yeah, definitely the next time they'll be on the waters. They'll be going to Austin, Texas. They don't give a date for that for whatever reason. I don't know why here on the information sheet I have. But they do have the Big 12 Rowing Championships in a week and a half. So, looking forward to that, and hopefully they can build on this performance here. That's huge. That's huge. Any way you beat your in-state rival KU, it's a good day to be a Wildcat. Insert Jerome Tang GFF right there, as well as a Purple Project podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, listening on that. We've been getting some good downloads from the Spotify app there as well, so we're on that. Odyssey and a few more other podcasting platforms as well. We are getting ready to record. Me and my co-host Alex Aiden recording episode 98 this week, and that will be out on our usual weekly day when that weekly edition comes out as well, man. I'm telling you, two out from the big dog, from the big milestone of this podcast. Cannot believe it. We're almost there. Can't believe it. We got into this point of the podcast. So definitely that's thanks to you guys and the way that the downloads have been coming refusely each and every day on a consistent basis. That's kudos to you guys, K-State Nation. And of course, hit the subscribe button if you're new to this podcast. If you like what you're hearing, please hit the subscribe button and tell a fellow K-State buddy, a student, or alumni of this podcast like myself and my co-host Alex Aiden, two alumni who do the weekly edition of this podcast. All right, that's going to do it for right now. This is a rolling edition of the Daily Podcast of the Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats! Appreciate y'all. Eddie Greer. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.